Welcome back to WDDR, DieDoReflections.com, where the songs remind us of God's command through 2 Corinthians 3:18 to die to self, do for Christ, and reflect God, all with the Holy Spirit's help. Today, we've invited callers to ask the questions on their heart, and our first caller is on the line now. What's your question? Hi.
Hey, I'm Johnny from Florida, and I was wondering, what do you do when you've prayed and you've prayed, but it seems that all your dreams have been taken away? I know the Sunday school answer is to just have faith and wait, but I was just wondering.
That's a great question, Johnny. We know that Jesus was full of faith, and yet, as a human, Jesus also had feelings. One of God's comforting words to us is in John 11:35, that Jesus had faith, and yet he wept. Often it takes more faith to trust God in the sad times, to trust God even when it seems that all of our dreams have been seized. To trust that, like God says in Romans 8:28, that God will redeem our dreams and bring something good in time.
What do you do when you've prayed and you've prayed, but it seems that all your dreams have been taken away? I know the Sunday school answer is to just have faith and wait, but I was just wondering.
First you cry, maybe inside, not wanting others to see weakness. Then you whine for a while to yourself, maybe to God, trying hard to keep inside heartbreak at lost dreams.
Jeremiah 29:11-13. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29:11.
Then you declare,
now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
No matter what dreams have been seized, God keeps all his promises to
Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." So God granted him what he requested.